For me, one of the best parts of any day is sitting on the front porch in the quiet early morning, sipping on my coffee. From my vantage point there, I can see the birds and hear them singing. Occasionally, I hear a squirrel barking in a tree. Sometimes I hear a train whistle way off in the distance. It can be very relaxing. This morning, I had an unexpected and interesting treat. A male cardinal, or as we say in the South, a redbird, was hopping in the yard looking for something to eat. This brilliant redbird stayed on the ground for probably 10 or 15 minutes, just hopping around searching for food. It was a lovely sight as his vibrant red color contrasted beautifully against the cool green grass. While watching the male cardinal, I noticed a female cardinal sitting on a tree limb nearby. She seemed to be watching her mate while he was on the ground. Now, as you may know, cardinals tend to mate for life. Perhaps she was serving as his lookout in case a dangerous cat came nearby. Now, friends, why am I telling you all of this? This rather minor experience was very inspiring to me this morning. This incident got me to thinking of the many scriptures in the Bible about God's creation. Naturally, the comforting words of Jesus in Matthew 6 came to mind, where he said, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" I also thought of the words in Psalm 8, where it says, "Lord, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them?" Now, this experience of watching the redbird this morning was not just only one of those stop and smell the roses moments. It was much more than that. As I watched the male cardinal on the ground, and I watched his mate watching him on the tree limb, I thought about how God is also watching us. Friends, whether we are always conscious of it or not, God keeps an eye on us. The question I have for all of us this morning is this: is God pleased with what he sees as we go about our daily routine hopping on the ground? Think about it. Amen.